It's an absolute sea of blue walking by us here at the National FFA Convention. Hi, everyone. This is Jim Bartels, along with my broadcast partner, Larry Baumgart. And on our report from Indianapolis, we'll be talking with members of the Canby FFA chapter. 66,000 Blue Jackets are here this year. That is a record turnout for registering for this convention. And as we talk to Tyler Goplin, a senior, Tyler, I'll tell you what, did you get to the concert last night?
We did.
All right, little Garth Brooks action. Was it good?
It was really good.
All right. Tyler, who are your parents and where do you live?
My parents are Gary and Carrie Goplin. I live 5 miles north of Canby on a farm.
Okay, well, tell me about your farming operation.
We farm 1,200 acres of tillable land, corn and soybeans, a little bit of wheat every couple of years to rotate with alfalfa. And then we have 110 cows, which they calve in the spring every year.
Very good. Good operation out there. You're the president of your chapter. Who's the rest of your officer team?
So I am currently the president. Megan Toll is the vice president of our chapter. Jason Eppel is the treasurer, which he'll be talking shortly. Ryder Luchin is the secretary. Josh Steffen is the reporter. Kurt Spildy is the sentinel. And Zadra Bordwick is the officer at large.
I know each of you is going to mention a project or event that you've got going back home. What would you like to share with us?
Yeah, so currently we have open ag or advanced mechanics 2 class, which both of the people, Tyler Summers and Jason Eppel, are helping on here. We're restoring a 1952 Ford 8N, and we'll restoring it over the school year third period, and then we'll be raffling it off at the end of the school year to raise funds for our FFA chapter.
Yeah, nice fundraiser. What else are you involved in school?
I'm involved in basketball, FFA, NHS, Student Council, YAMS, FCA, and that's about it.
All right, Tyler Goplin is with us right now. Did you get into the expo already?
Yeah, I've been walking around with these two. It's been pretty cool. Seen a lot of cool things with New Holland and Kloss. And
tell me about a cool thing you saw.
Kloss just introduced their, I forgot what the family name is, but they just introduced their tractors into North America this last September, so that was pretty cool.
Plans after high school?
I plan to attend NDSU for Ag and Biosystems Engineering.
Good school up there. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Tyler is with us. We're back once again from the Indiana Convention Center, and that is where the career show is, a lot of the other sessions and seminars. The large delegate sessions are just down the street about 3 blocks over at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. That's the same place where the Indiana Pacers play their basketball. And, of course, we're not far from Lucas Oil Stadium. Tyler, who was with us on the first part of our broadcast, talked about the Garth Brooks event that was there. And Tyler Summers joins us right now. Tyler, I assume you were at the concert also?
I was, yep.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
How good was it and why was it good?
Just because a lot of people knew the songs and it was pretty cool watching the entire stadium singing along, so it was pretty amazing to see.
Did you stand or sit?
Pretty much the whole stadium was standing the entire time, so.
That's what I heard from other people as well. Which song, Garth's song, did you like the best that was maybe the most meaningful for you as being part of there?
I think Friends in Low Places is the go-to. He's a pretty good artist, and that's one of my favorite songs. So,
do you know that this was his second time performing at the FFA convention?
I didn't know that.
First time was in 1990 when he was an up-and-comer back then.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and he came back now. Of course, he sat out for a number of years. They were raising children and all that kind of thing, so pretty cool to have that. Tell me about one of the activities back at Canby that you wanted to share with us for your FFA chapter.
One of the things that our FFA chapter puts on is we do a petting zoo every year, and it's something new that we started a few years ago, but a bunch of kids bring in animals. We've had horses, cows, we've even had an alpaca, just all kinds of animals. The kids love it. We have the elementary school over there, so it's a pretty fun thing to do.
What time of the year do you hold a petting zoo?
It's usually in the springtime. I don't remember. It's during FFA week, so.
I would assume that as the younger members in elementary come through, that's a lot of excitement for them to see what you've got there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's kind of interesting because we hold it right in our shop at our school. So our shop is plump full of animals and a bunch of little kids running around. So it's pretty interesting to see, but the kids seem to like it.
You're also involved in trap shooting?
Yep, I've been involved in trap shooting for 4 years, I think, now, and something I enjoy doing. Our school has a trap shooting team, and then I do it for FFA as well, so it's pretty fun.
What kind of gun do you shoot?
I have a Winchester SXP 12 gauge, so.
You going out deer hunting?
Nope, I've actually never gone deer hunting. I'm a pheasant hunter.
Pheasant hunting is good. Great food there, too. Pheasant, I don't think there's anything better tasting than good pheasant meat made the right way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's pretty good in a crock pot.
What are your plans, Tyler, after high school?
My plans after high school, I'm thinking about attending Lake Area Tech in Watertown, South Dakota for welding, but I've also considered going to a trade school for horseshoeing. I haven't really made up my mind yet. Might do both.
All right. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And one more young man to talk to from the Canby FFA chapter, and his name is?
Jason Apple.
Jason, also a senior. Who are your parents? Where do you live?
Lauren and Anna Apple are my parents. We live south of Canby, kind of right between Canby and Ivanhoe in that area.
All
so,
right. What's your farming operation like?
We have about 340 tillable acres, I suppose, nothing too big, and a couple acres of alfalfa we put up for 15 head of cows that we have. Okay. So.
How many years in FFA for you?
Since eighth grade.
Why did you join?
I don't know. I was always liked farming and figured it'd be a good way to kind of expand on that. So.
You're a senior. Plans after high school?
I'm planning on attending Lake Area Tech in Watertown like Tyler Summers was. And for AMP, or like it's airplane mechanic pretty much. So okay. I'm working on my private pilot's license right now. So.
Great. Good luck with that. Chapter project you wanted to share with us?
One of the big fundraisers we do is a corn drive for Camp Courage. So we'll go around, hang posters up in local elevators, and when farmers bring corn in, they can donate right there. And then we always go out for a day, pull a gravity wagon around, and go out to fields and ask for some donations and stuff. So.
Super. You work for a local tire company?
Yep, Kirkfold Oil and Hendricks there.
And so. What do you do for them?
I work in the shop some and run tire truck, going around fixing tractor tires out in fields. And so.
A lot of responsibility with that, too.
Yep. Yeah, it's hard work, but it's fun.
All right. Jason, best of luck to you, to all of the three here from Canby. Appreciate your stopping by.
Thank you.
Canby FFA, they are here at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, along with Larry Baumgart. Jim Bartles reporting.